Welcome to Discovery Channel, where in this episode we're going to be interviewing high school seniors to see what they believe senioritis is and figure out if they believe they have the common disease that every senior gets towards the beginning of the year or towards the end of the senior year. My name is Esmeralda and I will be working with my partner Karina to figure out what senioritis is. Senioritis is a crippling disease afflicting high school seniors, and the only common cure would have to be is graduation. Some high school seniors realize that senioritis is real once they start reaching half the school year and tend to become lazy during the last few months of the very last year in high school. I myself have senioritis. It's a pretty common disease among us seniors. No one can deny the fact that they have senioritis or is at the point of getting senioritis.
Unfortunately, it's that time of the year again. Second semester, time is running out, and they are slowly starting to go one by one.
Nobody knows what it is. Nobody knows the cause. I want answers.
We have a big problem on our hands. From the data I've collected, it would appear that the school is secreting hormones infecting all the seniors.
Where do these toxins come from?
Anywhere. The walls around us, lockers, even the computers.
I knew we should have went mad. Seniors are disappearing. First period becomes fifth period. Tests become art projects. Classes become nap time.
I must warn you to be careful. For when it comes, you show no mercy.
What is it?
Senioritis.
Now think about it. Do you know anyone that has senioritis? I know you're right. You're probably thinking about 10 different people who have senioritis or more. You're probably laughing knowing that you have senioritis and making jokes about it, such as, I've been having it since my freshman year, or I've had it since preschool, or I was born with it. Overall, who doesn't make fun of it, right? Over these past few weeks, we went up to seniors to attend Garfield High School and asked a few simple questions. We started off with Marilyn, and we asked her if she believes that if senioritis is just an excuse for being lazy.
I don't think senioritis is an excuse, because a lot of people are way too excited for prom and graduation. When you're way too excited, you lose control of the responsibilities you're supposed to do, such as classwork and homework.
Next, we went up to Alejandro, and we asked him, how long have you had senioritis?
I've had senioritis my entire life, actually, because senioritis is basically just another way of saying lazy. But it's just never been given a name until you get to senior year. So once you're a senior and you're feeling lazy, you basically have senioritis.
Okay. This is Damien, and we asked him, when did you stop trying your best?
At about, sometime between a week or two before our last report card, I just started giving up. For an example, I had this huge assignment, and I told my partner I would do all the work. I didn't. So after that, I've started to realize that I've been getting more lazier, and I haven't been focusing on my classes more often than I should be. That actually probably explains my GPA.
Okay, thank you. This is Denilson, and we asked him, ¿estás listo para irte de la high school?
Sí, porque Ya no quiero venir aquí. Quiero terminar ya y agarrar mi diploma para ir al colegio o agarrar un buen trabajo. Eso es lo que pienso.
Okay. This is Kristen, and we asked her, how many school days do you spend watching Netflix?
So I spend every day of the week, even the weekends, watching Netflix for like 3 hours.
Thank you. This is Jose, and we asked him, do you believe senioritis is real?
I do think senioritis is real.
Why?
Because I have it.
This is David, and we asked him, do you turn in your homework all the time?
No, I don't, because I get lazy and I just make up excuses on why I didn't do it, saying I left it at home.
But me, Marilyn, turns in the rubricados for Mr. Villarreal.
Justin, how many hours of homework do you do per night?
I don't do homework at all.
This is Paulina, and we asked her, when did you notice you had senioritis?
Girl, I had freshmanitis, sophomoreitis, junioritis, and senioritis all my 4 years here. It came pretty early on.
This is Hugh, and we asked him, do you feel lazier this year compared to the previous high school years?
I actually do, because like I feel like I get like no sleep at all anymore. Like being a senior is really like really really hard, and you just don't have time that you used to. Like, you don't have time to like at least go out with people, you know, hang out with friends. Like, this year is just like really, it's going by quick. And actually, you know, we're like already graduating, like, damn. And by then we're in college, or who knows what happens. We don't even get in touch anymore. It's crazy high school life, you know. It's cool, but at the same time, it just sucks as well. You know.
Thank you.
This is David, and we asked him, are you waiting for senior ditch day to approach?
Yeah, I'm actually waiting for senior ditch day to approach, because it's like we gotta like take a break sometime in a lifetime, and you know, our high school year is already gonna end, and it's like once in a lifetime to make our memories the best out of it.
Okay, thank you.
This is Stephanie Orozco, and we asked her, is senioritis just your excuse for being lazy?
Oh my god, yes. I used to believe that senioritis didn't even exist, but once the second semester came around, it wasn't long until I was laying on the couch watching Criminal Minds, as if I didn't have 15 missing assignments, a research paper to write, and 250 question exams to study for. And slowly but surely, I started slacking off because I had so much work to catch up on. Instead of doing it, I'd take a nap instead and avoid my responsibilities. Senioritis is no joke.
This is Irving, and we asked him, are you ready to leave high school?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because I don't want to be here anymore.
Okay, thank you.
This is Derek Ramos, and we asked him, do you feel more stressed this semester than the previous semester?
In all honesty, I would have to say no, because in the beginning of the semester, it started out simple. You know, there was not much work, because I'm a senior, and I thought there wasn't going to be any work. Even if there was work, I'd probably skip it. But as soon as college apps started coming in, started doing those kind of stuff, it became apparent that I've been lacking a lot, and I had to pick up the pace on what I was doing. So I would say, yeah, I was a little bit lazier this time.
Okay, thank you.
This is Ephraim, and we asked him, how does it feel to be a senior?
Well, being a senior in high school is kind of scary, because you don't know what you're going to do after high school. Like, you don't know what career, where you're going to go for college. You don't know if you're going to have a job for money. You're not even going to know if you're going to have an apartment, or you're going to live with your parents still. It's kind of difficult.
Thank you. This is Angela, and we asked her, do you feel lazier this year compared to your previous high school years?
No, I don't feel lazier compared to my other high school years, because I feel like I have a lot more time to myself after school. Like last year, I would be up for 3 hours just doing homework.
Thank you.
How do you think teachers feel about senioritis?
Well, I can't speak about everybody, but for myself, I would say maybe out of 45 to 47 kids, maybe we'll have like 3 or 4 that kind of fall into that category. But for the most part, before 3, 4, 5 weeks before the end of the semester, they tend to snap out of it, and they manage to turn in many of their assignments in, even though they might be a little bit late, but they still manage to get a passing grade. But there are a few in which, unfortunately, they wake up a little bit too late and are not able to graduate on time.
Okay, thank you.
We have discovered that every high school senior in their last few months of high school turn into senioritis, which makes them less interested in learning and more interested in prom, senior ditch day, and a bit more on Netflix. At least that's what I spend most of my weekends and weekdays doing, while others such as my partner go out and party. But there's always two different types of high schoolers, right? The ones who prefer staying in and the ones who love going out. Overall, every senior in high school within their first months or last months gets senioritis, even though they try denying the fact that they got senioritis. But I mean, who doesn't get it? We're both victims. We're all victims of senioritis and have somewhat forgotten about our priorities in school.